Hello and welcome to Jet Setting with JEK Travels, the show that gives you all the travel deeds insights when traveling to all-inclusive destinations. I'm your host, Chevelle German, affiliated with JEK Travels. In today's episode, we will talk about travel hacks, insider tips for seamless and budget-friendly adventures. So we want to welcome you today. For some that haven't been here before and new to our channel, we talk about different travel tips and advices that we give to our clients, destinations that we've been to, and some things that some that you will want to travel to. But today we're going to talk about, in segment one, smart budgeting and why it's important to set a budget and sticking to it when planning your vacation. So setting a travel budget is important for several reasons. Financial planning. A travel budget helps you plan and manage your finances effectively. It allows you to allocate a specific amount of money for your trip, ensuring that you don't overspend or find yourself short on funds during your travels. Cost control. Without a budget, it's easy to overspend on various aspects of your trip, such as accommodations, transportation, dining, and activities. A budget provides clear spending limits, helping you stay within your means. And of course, you prioritize. A budget forces you to prioritize your spending based on what matters most to you during your trip, what's most important to you. It helps you identify whether it's experience local cuisine, visiting landmarks, or indulging in luxury accommodations. It's nice to have an emergency fund. Including a contingency fund within your budget is essential. Unexpected experiences come up, medical experiences, flight cancellations, anything can arise. So having a reserve ensures you are prepared for unforeseen circumstances. Also, having that peace of mind, knowing exactly how much you can spend and having a plan in place can reduce stress and anxiety during your trip. It allows you to relax and enjoy your travels without constantly worrying about money. Now, this is important. You know, anything can come up, and who needs all that added stress while you're traveling in a foreign country when an emergency, you know, arises? Avoiding debt. A well-structured travel budget helps you avoid accumulated debt while on vacation. Racking up credit card bills without a plan for repayment can lead to financial stress after your trip. You do not need to go in debt for planning a vacation. If you have to borrow from credit cards to plan a trip, you don't need to go because you can manage with monthly payments without using your credit card. You can set long-term financial goals. Budgeting for travel can be part of your overall financial strategy. By setting aside money for trips, you can balance your desire for travel experiences with other financial goals, such as saving for retirement or a home. And it can be a learning experience. By you creating and sticking to a travel budget can teach you financial discipline and improve your money management skills. It can also provide insights into your spending habits and help you make more informed financial decisions for the future. You can achieve travel goals if you have a specific travel goals such as visiting multiple countries or taking that journey vacation. That budget can help you work towards those goals and track your progress. The flexibility. While a budget provides structure, it also allows for flexibility. You can adjust your spending in different categories based on your preference and changing circumstances. By having a budget as a baseline, it helps you make informed decisions. So what does this all mean, you know, when we talked about setting a budget? Well, we talked about financial planning, cost control, prioritizing what's important to you, having an emergency fund, giving you that peace of mind, avoiding debt at all costs, having long-term financial goals. It can be a learning experience. You can achieve your travel goals that you want to do, and the flexibility. Well, this is when you work with a travel advisor, we can help you with all of that. By
qualifying you, getting your ins and outs, what's important to you. Do you want luxury accommodations to where you get catered to from the time you walk into that resort? Or do you like to eat and like to try different foods, and we can put you at a resort that offers different food experiences, or you can go out on the local economy and experience that for yourself. Cost control. You know up front what it's going to cost for your trip. After we get what a realistic budget from you, say if you want to travel for like 8 days and you said my budget is firm at $5,000. And depending on where you want to go, that's durable. You can come under that. Or if you want top of the line, you can easily spend that $5,000. But you would know the cost for everything, and everything is included. Your round trip flights, your transportation to the resort you're going to, all inclusive, all the food, drinks, entertainment for you. And you know how much your deposit is, a small deposit, with your monthly payments broken down for a specific day each month. That will help you to where you know how much to budget for every month. The money comes out, and when it's time to travel, everything is paid for. You get your documents and you go. So like we said, finding affordable flights, accommodation, transportation, working with a travel agent, all that can be rolled in one. So you don't have to worry about, you don't have to be stressed out, you don't have to get anxiety. Let the travel advisor do all that. That's our job. We can handle all those logistics. All you got to do is just think about what you're going to wear while you're on vacation and make sure you got that PTO in. Booking in advance and taking advantage of this. I cannot stress this enough. If you book far in advance, you can get the best deals. Well, I don't like to say deals. The best price for your money if you book in advance. And then the availability at wherever you want to go, you know, it won't be sold out. So you can secure the best prices if you book in advance. And what does advance mean? Well, I say 6 months to a year, or even you can go 2 years, 24 months to where you want to book out, because the best prices. And when you try and book at last minute and say, oh, I want to travel next week somewhere, well, you're going to pay, you know, those high prices, because you got to look at flights. The flights are expensive for last-minute travel, depending on where you want to go. And then to go to whatever destination, you got to make sure that there's availability. And then if there's a certain room category that you want, it might not be available if you book in last minute. Now, if you don't care and you just want to go out the country for last minute, then, hey, those last minute, you know, specials will work for you. Those last minute flash sales. So, and then you got to go within those parameters set by the supplier, because they throw those deals out there. $442 to go to Cancun for 4 days at a certain hotel during these certain dates. So if that's for you, then go for it. You're going to get a good deal there. And if you're not, you know, if you want to travel during off-peak season, then that's good too, because you get some good deals, because it's lower prices. It's not crowded, not that many tourists there. You get to take advantage of the traveling with that more authentic experience with the locals wherever you're going. You get better value during shoulder season than popular times of the year. And it's for, you know, the spontaneous traveler, are those with flexible schedules. If you have a flexible schedule, then this is good for you. So we talked about setting a travel budget. It's a crucial step in ensuring that your trips are enjoyable. You become financially responsible and aligned with your overall financial well-being. It allows you to make the most of your travel experiences while maintaining financial stability. So if you like this segment one where we talked about smart budgeting, tune in next week when we go to segment two. If you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please go ahead and subscribe to it, so you can get all the insights and travel tips that, you know. So That's all for today's episode of Jet Setting with JEK Travels. I enjoy speaking with each and every one of you. Thank you for joining me today. Tune in next week. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Apple or Google. And if you're looking to plan a trip in the future, go ahead and drop by our website, www.jektravelsllc.com. Until then, we will see you later. Have a great day.